Monologue 197. His name isn't Carl. That's another character in my archives, but he claimed to have written Elvis's first hit, whatever that was. He sang it a while. I continued to sip in my draft beer in the men's room of the station, a famous drinking hole in my hometown a few years ago, a lot a few years ago. He dressed up in various outfits for the Saturday night outing, probably hoping to meet a woman or two. Even old guys get lonely and want to cuddle up once in a while. Pete sat across from us and waved back and forth off the stool, ready to collapse any moment while the bang of rocks against the shuffleboard walls slammed up against our ears, and you could almost hear Elvis with his Memphis blues singing through the cracks of the walls. Jeez, whatever happened to him with his pipe and his stern gaze? You could see him around town once in a while, slipping in from the cold and winter nights, or dressed up in summer baby blue for the Grand Union Hotel, another local bar down amongst the locals, the ones wasted and the ones getting wasted, and all of them waiting for something to happen, trying to get it right for the night. I felt at home with these guys. The games were easy to understand. The thought was simple. You could be an existentialist or a nihilist and nobody gave a damn. You could walk easy through the fog, get as stoned as you'd like, and still keep your feet firm in the ground. There was hardly a soul to shuffle you about. Nothing lasts. You had to move from that. A few nights of that and you had to do something with your life. I mean, what the hell we were here for? Can't write from down there forever. Can't find God from a bottle. Can't find him anyways, but he kept singing like he was going to get found soon, real soon. And holy shit, Elvis came walking through the walls and that was it. Never entered there again.